It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and I'm joined on the phone right now by one half of Jay and Joe. Jay joins me on the phone. Jay, great chatting with you. How are you doing?
Doing great, yeah. Yeah, just the new mom life over here and getting ready for some shows, so life is good.
Awesome, yeah, no, and life must be very busy, for sure, so I do appreciate you taking some time to chat today. It's exciting time for you, brand new song just released called Born at the Right Time. Tell us a little bit about this one. I've been listening to this one, and it's a great tune.
This is one we've wanted to do for a long time. It's by Paul Simon. A lot of people might know it off of his 1990 album, The Rhythm of the Saints, which is a super, influential like piece of music for us, that whole album, especially when we were first getting together as a band, actually. So this release is a bit delayed as far as like how meaningful this song is to us. It's been with us for a long time. A lot of people, I'm sure, would count Paul as like one of their top music influences, so it's not unique to us, but we love this tune. We recorded it actually at the same time that we were recording our Christmas album, like our last album, Atonia. And we had some extra time, which we never do in the studio, and we had this one kind of on deck just in case that happened, and we were able to record it, and so just tucked it in our back pocket. And then last year I was living up in the Arctic and producing, continuing to produce that Christmas album, and I started to work on this tune as well, and hoped to release it this year. So it's, I'm excited that it's finally out.
Awesome. You did remind me, because last time we chatted, you were up in the Arctic, I believe, but we were chatting about the Christmas album, and it was, and I found that to be super cool, and you reminded me, because I did want to ask you about that. How was that experience like for you? How cold did it get? I know it gets really super cold during Saskatchewan winters, but I don't know, is there much of a difference between the two kind of weathers? How was life living in the Arctic?
Yeah, it was, so we were about 50 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle for the year there. We had no vehicle, and we walked everywhere. It was like this extremely remote, one of the most remote communities in the Northwest Territories, called Colville Lake. Fly in only, like about 100 people there, and we walked everywhere. And honestly, like we dressed differently, so it wasn't that noticeable. Like it got to I think the coldest day I remember was like minus 54, which is very cold, but I mean, it gets so cold that it's like, it doesn't matter, like minus 50, minus 70 is kind of all just
feels
like...
What's the difference
like...
between minus 40 and minus 55? I don't know, there probably is, but at some point it probably is just cold no matter what, really.
Yeah, like there's only so much you can wear to... So, but it was a very, a deep experience for us, definitely. It was a difficult year, but...
That's just a great life experience. You got a lot of stories there. That's just something cool to experience, even though that was probably very difficult. Especially being so remote. I mean, was it tough to be so remote with no vehicle and kind of, I don't know, feeling stranded, even though that's the home for you guys?
Yeah. We didn't mind being remote at all. Like, my husband and I are both pretty introverted and homebodies, but it was, you know, it's not your home as though, like, it's not your community, I guess. So we were newcomers, and different communities in the North, like, especially just deal with newcomers differently. And that one, like I said, was just like particularly isolated. So it was, really tough actually, but the quiet we loved, like, and the setting we loved a lot.
That's cool. That's cool. Very, very interested. That's just, I'm glad it all went well. Now you're back in Saskatchewan, and again, weather is cooperating, so it's going to be. It's been some nice weather here lately, and again, we're getting closer and closer to the summer festival season. And again, joined right now by Jay from Jay and Joe, and what's kind of this year looking like for you? I know coming up here in about a week, you've got a show. So maybe tell us a little bit about that and what kind of 2023 is looking like for you.
Single comes out today, and then in exactly a week we are back at the Basement Club in Saskatoon. We're so excited to be there. The last time we were there was, I believe, for like a live stream performance in 2020 at some time. And then before that, we played like a sold out show there in 2019, which was amazing. It's one of our favorite venues ever. Mm-hmm. Like, we love being there. So we'll be there with Luke Johnner is going to be on keys and singing a bit with us. Of the Johnner Boys and Brad Johnner's son. Mm-hmm. So we actually released a song with the Johnner Boys a couple years back, another cover of Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley's Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so we got to know him through that a lot and have been just kind of hoping to play live with him since then. So he'll be there. And then Emmett Fortofsky, he is an amazing stand-up bassist, or bassist in general. Mm-hmm. And he's super involved at the Basement, does a lot of jazz nights there and stuff like that. So, yeah, it'll be more stripped down. And Kyle Krissa, I believe, is how I hope I said his name right. But and he actually played the drums on our Christmas album, so that's how we know him. And, he's an amazing percussionist. And, so it'll be the five of us. A little more stripped down, lots of, room for stories, and
mm-hmm.
we're just, super excited. It'll be our first show since our last album came out, so we're excited.
Wow. That's awesome, and again, I love hearing full band performances, but it being stripped down, like, I don't know, is one of my favorites. I just love music in that form as well, and obviously, so you got a show coming up again in a week's time from today, and in 2023 in general, are you hoping to be busy playing shows as the summer festival season rolls around? I mean, I know a lot of things, if you do have things planned, can't be announced at this point, but are you hoping to be busy, the both of you, here in 2023?
Yeah, we have a couple things lined up. Like, festivals are tough. Now I have a little baby at home, so I'm reset how I do those things.
Yeah.
But we do have some shows coming up with, and I think I'm sure I can say this, it's okay, but our friend Tim Buckley, he's an amazing country roots artist from Alberta. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, more people would know of him than us. He's, like, incredible.
Yeah.
And he's coming through on tour, and we are jumping on his tour for a few dates in Saskatchewan in the beginning of June. So stay tuned. There will be some shows announced. Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Awesome. Looking forward to, again, more information and more exciting things on the way from you two. And if people want to kind of follow along on what you guys are up to and keep tabs on shows and information, what social media platforms do you post to normally and consistently that people can follow along and see what you're up to?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram. Those are, everything goes up on there for sure. You won't miss anything if you're following us on there. So be sure to do that. And our website is just jandjoemusic.com. So, yeah.
Perfect. Looking forward to, again, all that is on the way from the both of you. And, again, people can follow Jay and Joe Facebook and Instagram for everything on the go, and the website as well. Jay, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I know life is busy with a little one at home, so it's probably very difficult. But I do appreciate you taking some time, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Matt.